Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the Toad. In the Huron creation story, Toad made the Earth. In the beginning, because there was nothing but water and sky, the animals decided to create land for themselves so they would have a dry place to live on. Turtle said there was soil at the bottom of the ocean, and she volunteered her back on which to pile the soil to form the earth. Otter tried to dive down to the bottom to get soil, but ran out of breath. Beaver took a turn, and even muskrat, but none succeeded. Then Toad tried. She dived down again and again and brought back more and more mud until she had enough to make land on Turtle's back. Thus, Toad is honored for making the earth on which we live. The image of Toad as creatrix is ancient and universal, and has inspired myth, folk tales, and sacred practices from the Aztecs to the Chinese, and from Paleolithic times to the present. The toad is an amphibian, meaning it has a double life. It is born in water, but lives out its adult life on land. Toads are cold-blooded vertebrates, cold-blooded in that they depend on their environment as a heat source, and vertebrate meaning they have a spine. In fact, their skeletons resemble the skeletons of humans, two arms, two legs, fingers, and toes. They look like squatting humans. And we can look like toads if we squat on the ground and try to hop around. Many things about toads have captured our imaginations through the millennia. One is this classic squatting posture, which from earliest times has been called the birthing squat, because it mimicked the natural position that women took while giving birth. Many small statues of toads with women's heads have been discovered at ancient ceremonial and burial sites, their bodies engraved with the vulvar triangle, chevron, diamond, and parallel wavy lines that symbolized birth, life force, and regeneration. Many goddesses of regeneration had toad aspects as well, for toad was thought to be a uterus-like animal. Baba Yaga of Russia, Mother Hola of Germany, and the great Hecate of Greece all had toad avatars. An epithet for Hecate was Baubo, which means toad. Baubo was that aspect of Hecate who raised her skirt to expose her vulva, the gateway to her uterus, to invite sacred sexuality, fertility, and rebirth. This image is also seen in the Celtic Sheila na Gigue statues, the female figure squatting like a toad with her hands pulling open the entrance to her uterus. Toad's name in German was Hexa, in Italy, Fata, and in Greece, Manta, all of which mean magical one. As a birth goddess, Toad was an important figure in Aztec cosmology, where the Earth Mother, Tlaltecutli, was often depicted toad-like, squatting and giving birth to the next world. The Chinese moon goddess Chang'o was seen as a three-legged toad for the three phases of the moon, and her toad-like ability to metamorphose, like the moon, symbolized the perpetual cycle of regeneration. Even in recent times, toad is still venerated. The 8,000-year-old image of a squatting toad woman with a sprouting lily on her head, symbolizing regeneration, was still being carved and venerated in 19th-century Bavaria as a talisman for fertility. Even in the 20th century, women suffering from uterine infertility problems gave images of toads to the Virgin Mary to ask for healing. And to have a toad cross the path of a newly married couple was believed to bestow fertility. And so, be on the lookout for toads. You never know what sort of creativity they might bring your way. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.